Welcome to another edition of We Are the Messengers. I'm your moderator, Charles Raymond, and today we invite you to hear Bob Alexander share with us on the hallmarks of the church. And now, here's Bob.
Thanks, Charles. If Jesus was in charge of his destiny, including the time he would die for us, then he must have been God in the flesh. No one except the Creator has that much control. The religious leaders had been trying to kill Christ because he claimed deity, and the gospel writers tell us that they attempted it many times, without success. We know they tried early in his ministry, John chapter 5, verses 16 through 18.
So because Jesus was doing these things on the Sabbath, the Jewish leaders began to persecute him. In his defense, Jesus said to them, "My Father is always at his work to this very day, and I too am working." For this reason, they all tried the more to kill him. Not only was he breaking the Sabbath, but he was even calling God his own Father, making himself equal with God.
They hated Jesus' guts. They had tried many times to apprehend or stone him. But Jesus was always in control of his environment, and was able to walk right through the midst of them. Their attempts had all failed. But now, in the third year of his ministry, when Jesus had entered Jerusalem on the donkey prior to the spring feast days, the Jews wanted him dead. But there was a problem. They would have to wait until after the feast of Passover, because Jesus was immensely popular and the elites feared the people. Luke chapter 22, verses 1 and 2.
Now the festival of the unleavened bread, called the Passover, was approaching, and the chief priests and all the teachers of the law were looking for some way to get rid of Jesus, for they were afraid of the people.
Jesus, knowing all things, allows Judas to betray him, precisely at the time the ruling Jews feared. John chapter 13, verses 26 through 28.
Jesus answered, "It is he to whom I shall give a piece of bread when I have dipped it." And having dipped the bread, he gave it to Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon. Now after the piece of bread, Satan entered him. Then Jesus said to him, "What you do, do quickly." But no one at the table knew for what reason he said this to him.
The apostles had no idea what was going on. They had assumed that Jesus sent Judas on an errand. Jesus forced the hand of Judas and the Pharisees because it was now his time. Following the Last Supper, they went to the Garden of Gethsemane, where Jesus would allow himself to be arrested. John chapter 18, verses 4 through 6.
Jesus, therefore, knowing all things that would come upon him, went forward and said to them, "Whom are you seeking?" They answered him, "Jesus of Nazareth." Jesus said to them, "I am he." And Judas, who betrayed him, also stood with them. Now when he said to them, "I am he," they drew back and fell to the ground.
The soldiers fell back at his voice. Then Peter drew his sword, and Jesus rebuked him. Matthew chapter 26, verses 52 through 54.
But Jesus said to him, "Put your sword in its place, for all who take the sword will perish by the sword. Or do you think that I cannot now pray to my Father, and he will provide me with more than 12 legions of angels? How then could the scriptures be fulfilled that it must happen thus?"
Notice, he had the power to call legions of angels. Now if a legion of soldiers was 6,000, that times 12 would amount to a huge number of defending angels. The point here is that Jesus declared he had the power, but chose not to use it because he had orchestrated that this was their time to crucify him. Jesus was in control at all times. He was truly God and would have known about this day of redemption for his people since the beginning of time, and that 3 days later he would produce the object of our faith. Jesus allowed himself to be subjected to physical persecution, but it wasn't because he was a victim. No. He was very much in charge of the time, place, and method of his death. God could never be subject to the sins of men. May God bless our devotion to Christ in charge.
You can request a copy of the Ten Commandments at no charge. Please go to our website, wearethemessengers.org, and click Request Ten Commandments. Thank you, and God bless.